What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes, and for any further information, you can always check out sincerelyangiem.com. Now on to the episode. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. Dear timing, this episode is strictly going to be about time and trusting the timing of your life. A couple of weeks ago, I did an episode titled Dear Signs, and I talked about the different signs that I had seen over the last year or so that just kind of reassured me that things were going in the right direction. And it led me to this episode, which is Dear Timing and Trusting the Timing of Your Life. Everything happens right when it's supposed to happen. And you've heard me say this before, I do believe in everything happening for a reason. I believe that everything that you are doing now is going to affect something in your future. And there are absolutely no mistakes in life. Yes, we may have or make a mistake, but it's only a lesson. So you don't harbor on it being a mistake. You focus on what the lesson is that you should have learned in that moment. So just a quick little, So here's the thing. So in Dear Signs, I talked about how I was seeing double, triple, quadruple, just these numbers just kept lining up for me. On top of the clouds lining up, the numbers were just doing the most, like even to this day. And today we're a week and a half into January of 2020, and it has been happening for a while, and I did not understand what it meant. It wasn't until I wrote a inspirational message on my dry erase board that's on my refrigerator, and I said, your time is coming, and I drew a little clock. And it didn't even dawn on me at that time, but it wasn't until one day I looked at the refrigerator and I said, your time is coming. Now, when we think of time, we automatically think of numbers. That's just usually the way it goes. You think of a time in your life, 1984, that's when I was born. You think of time like it's 1 o'clock. You think of time like I slept for 6 hours. You think of time like it took me 45 minutes to get to the store. I am 35 years old. I've been at this job for X amount of years. Anything that relates to time, or almost anything that relates to time, has to deal with numbers. So just even in my mind, orchestrating my time is coming. What does that mean? I believe it to mean, because it hasn't happened yet, but it is happening. It's in a process. I'm leading to whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing. And if it's something, I believe that if it's something that I've been praying for, that thing is coming. It is manifesting. It is on its way to me. But if you think about your time is coming, all of these double, triple, quadruple times that I have been seeing these numbers, and I'm like, what does that mean? And I'm looking up these numbers and I'm checking these numbers to see what they mean. And at the basic, most basic parts of it, I just feel like God is telling me your time is coming. Whatever it is that you desire, you want, you need, you've been praying for, you've been fasting for, it is coming. So the year of 2020 is a double number, and I'm just going to sit that right there. And just to speak on fasting really quickly, I'm on day 11 of my fasting with my church, and I'm fasting social media. So I'm not currently on Facebook, Twitter, nor am I on Instagram, but I am still posting on sincerelyangiem.com. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with you all, but each and every time I post a podcast episode, there is a blog post that correlates to it. So you may get a 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 minute read along with the podcast episode. So if you don't feel like listening to the podcast, you can always go to the blog and you'll see a blog post that correlates with the episode for that particular week. Just wanted to put that out there. But I brought up the fact of me fasting social media because it has been truly hard for me this time around. Usually the first couple of days are rough, or maybe I'll just fall right into fasting from social media. But I have been so tempted to download the app, not download it, but I've been tempted to go to that space where I would have pressed for Instagram, to press it, to get on, to scroll up and down my feed. It has been a struggle this time around. But I know that it's all for good reason that I'm away from social media, because I'm getting a little bit more accomplished during this time that I would have been scrolling for 2-3 hours throughout the day, not really accomplishing much. So, but back to timing. Timing is everything. And I want you to know that everything happens when it's supposed to happen. So let me give you a quick little story time that recently happened to me. So I called my cousin to check on her. I hadn't been talking to her. She was out of town for the holidays. And then, of course, I've been working. And so I said, I'm going to pass over there. And she said, oh, I wanted to tell you. She said, that money market account that I opened up is not performing like you said it would. And I said, that's weird. And she said, it's only getting less than $10 a month for X amount of dollars that I have in there. And I said, no, something's not right. I said, you know, I'm going to come over there and I'll look at it. She said, yeah, come over so I can show it to you. She said, I've been wanting to tell you this. She said, but you know, life. I said, okay. So I go to her house. She logs onto her banking app and we look at the account. We find the issue with what happened. But in the process of that, I also see that the money market account that I had, the interest rate is lower and the bank that I have no longer offers that money market account. They have a different type of account with a higher interest rate. So it was meant for her to call me and to tell me about that account that I helped her set up, and for us to fix the issue with why hers was not collecting what she thought it should have been collecting, and for me to take a look at my own account and see what was wrong with it. Because I recently accomplished a money goal, and so I put a large amount of money into my money market account, but my interest that I was receiving on the money had not changed. I was still getting the same amount from when I had the other amount in there. So I go and I look at my money market interest and I see that I caught it in time. So for about 8 or 9 months, it had been at 2.0%. And then in September of 2019, it started to go down. So it went to 1.96. Then it went to 1.8 something. Then it went to 1.7 something. And then when I finally looked at it, when I looked at it recently, it was at 1.53. So I was still getting a good bit of interest, but not as much as I should have. So at that moment, I told her we fixed her account. And then I went home and I moved my money. I created a new account and moved my money to the new account. And a money market account does go based on the market and the percentages for the particular market at that time. But I still want to get the best for my money while it's in any account that it's in. Now, I do have a stock account and I do have a 401k account, but this is my own personal savings or money market account that I had. So if it had not been for her telling me that, I probably would not have readily or easily noticed the change, because I was still getting interest. It didn't drastically change. It just wasn't as much as I should have been getting. And it's only by a few dollars that I noticed it. So let's say I was getting $25 on the amount of money that I had in there. And then let's just say I put an extra $3,000 in that account. That interest from 20 something dollars should have went up to maybe $30 something. Well, it was still at the $20 something. And the reason being is because the interest on that particular amount of money went down. So it leveled off, basically. So I believe that timing is everything. It was meant for me and her to create that account for her when she first got the account. And it was meant for her to come back and say, hey, something's wrong. Something's not adding up. The amount of money you showed me that you were getting is not what I'm getting. And it was meant for me to say, hey, look at your own finances, look at your own account and see why you're not getting as much interest as you should have been getting. And this is the same thing that happened to me years ago. I ignored me not getting what I should have been getting on my money. And I said that I would not do that again. But because I'm working the way that I'm working, it just got away from me. But that was an eye opener. It was supposed to happen that way for me to get to the point of saying, hey, you know what? I have to be a little bit more into my finances. And even if I notice a change, I got to pick up the phone and call somebody and see what's going on. Or I got to get on the computer and do my research, which is what I did while I was by her house. I started Googling and checking and trying to see, okay, what's the problem? What's going on? And then I see that my bank no longer even offers that account anymore. It's a whole new account. And so I'm looking through my emails to say, hey, did my bank notify me? And now I have to go through my banking statements that I receive in the mail and even any advertisement that I may get from my bank and say, hey, why didn't I know that there was a change and why don't they offer this particular money market account anymore? But That is a lesson learned. I hit the mic again, y'all. I can't help it. I don't know what's wrong. You know what? I'm talking with my hands. That's what it is. Why am I talking with my hands to a mic and a computer? Don't judge me. So yes, everything happens right when it's supposed to and not a moment before. And you are supposed to be wherever you are now because that is setting you up for something in the future and something that you may have prayed for years ago. You are probably living in that particular prayer at this time. Be mindful of where you are and be mindful of the time in your life. I don't mean look at the clock and say, oh, it's 9:30. I need to be aware that it's 9:30. No, I mean, look at where you are. Are you living in that house that you prayed about? Are you driving that car that you prayed about? Are you working at that job that you prayed about? And if you're not, stop what you're doing and get to doing the research to put you in a position that's going to get you where you need to be within a timely manner. Because had I not talked to her and called her at that moment, I probably would have gone another 3, 4, 5 months or so without checking into my account to see what the issue was. Because life gets away from us. You know, I am kind of busy right now. There is a lot going on. But I am going to slow down and pay more attention because how can I tell you all, hey, you need to be more aware of this and you need to pay attention to this and I'm not doing that thing. But everything is also a learning lesson. I don't look at it as a loss. I didn't lose a whole lot of money. A few dollars or so for a couple of months, like I said, for about 9 months, it was at 2.0% that I was getting on my money. Now it's at 1.53. So I did not close the account. I just took money from that account and created a whole new account and put my money in there where I'll get more interest on my money. And the market does fluctuate and it does change. But for right now, because of the percentage that I saw on the other account, I just moved my money. And I know that I'm going back and forth between conversations with this, but that's the way my brain works. It's always going in every other direction. It doesn't stay anywhere too long, especially if I find out something. I gotta go into multiple areas of my life and see where I can make that change. And thank God for timing. Thank God for everything happening when it's supposed to. It's a new year. It is 2020. So we're in a new decade. So we are at a point in our lives where as we're getting older, we are really setting up our future generational wealth, our future generation that's coming up behind us. We have to break curses that have been passed down to us. We have to break or debunk these myths that have been around for years. We have to get those things out and we have to put new energy into the world. We have to put new normals into the world. We have to put new possibilities into the world and let those that's coming up behind us know this is our time to let you all know and to set things up for you all for when you get to this point in life. For when my children or soon to be children or nieces and nephews or anybody that's close to me, I'm learning everything I'm learning now so that when they turn 35, they already learned this at 18. They already know this at 20. They're not waiting until they're close to 40 years old to find out different type of accounts or different type of interest rates. They are going to be aware of it early on. Our generation did not have the tools that we have now. Google is right there. She is literally right there at all times. She is literally right there. So what they didn't have then, we have now, and we have to use it to our advantage to be able to, when we're in these history books and we're creating and molding all of these new normals, I want our next generation to be able to learn these things early on and not be at a disadvantage early on in life. So yeah, trust the timing of your life, and where you are is where you're supposed to be. Now, you're not supposed to be stuck there. You're not supposed to stay there. You are always supposed to work on growing and getting better and doing better and living better and being better as a whole. Every area of your life, your spiritual relationship, your financial relationship, your personal relationship, your mental relationship, every relationship that you are involved in needs to be growing. And if it's not growing, it's dying. And you need to make a change. Thank you again for tuning in to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and hopefully you learned something in today's episode. For any social media handles, you can always visit sincerelyangiem.com under the social media tab or at the bottom of the page. That's Instagram, Twitter, as well as YouTube. Talk to you next time.